grab.
We have what are considered two consent agenda items to present to you this morning. The first, 3A, Mr. William Wynn is asking for authorization to retain a additional pier and wave screen structure, as well as additional encroachment of a bulkhead at his facility, which is the Jordan Point Marina, which is a full-service facility just north of the Benjamin Harrison, or near the Benjamin Harrison Bridge. During or after Isabel, Mr. Wynn secured a permit for the construction in August of 2004. When we did a routine compliance check in July 2006, we determined that there was a considerable discrepancy between the permitted structures and the currently existing structures. The marina itself was located slightly offshore, but we attributed that to the fact that he did not show in the permit that the facility was going to have gangways leading down to it. So that's merely displaced, but it is farther channelward. The bulkhead was constructed slightly seaward of its permitted location. He allowed that it would cost 30% more had he done it due to structures that he ran into. And an offshore breakwater wave screen that he had built was considerably longer. We've subjected the project to a public interest review. There's been no opposition. Mr. Wynn has agreed to a civil charge in the amount of $1,800, which staff is recommending you approve in lieu of further enforcement as permitted by code. In fairness to Mr. Wynn has also recommended, in addition to the $1,800, that he be allowed to pay the civil charge in three increments. Staff is not recommending that, given the size of the civil charge, which we think is reasonable given the number of violations, but we did indicate that we would present that to you. But in that case, we're recommending that the commission approve and accept the civil charge of $1,800, issue an after-the-fact permit for those structures as constructed, and not agree to distribute it or disperse it over three increments.
Mr. Wynn here? Mr. Wynn comes not. Matters before the commission. Mr. Fox?
I read this, of course, in the briefing materials we were sent. It seemed to me when I read it that the man knows about that permits are required. He's filed many permits in the past. He seemed to have an understanding. And here it seemed to me that he was fairly egregious in some of the things he did, and I thought the $1,800 was quite small, and I would not want to have precedent set that this would $1,800 of fines of this amount would be kind of a cost of doing business. Do whatever you want, and pay $1,800 at the end, and. So I guess I would feel that slide across there and at least go to the $5,500 on that. That's just my feeling.
Other comments? Mr. Schick.
He's admitted that it was going to cost 30% more by doing it properly as permitted. I can't recall how long the bulkhead was, but... $100 a foot for a bulkhead, which is kind of inexpensive for a bulkhead, getting forgiveness rather than permission is the cheap way out. Now, I understand we can't impose these fines without an agreed-upon settlement with the applicant, but, and also, who was the contractor? Did he do it himself?
I'm not certain who the contractor was.
I mean, I think that's, that's also an issue, as far as the, contractor doing it, is I think even worse than the owner doing it, because the contractor definitely knows better. But I guess my question is this $1,800 the, how did this figure come up? And that type of thing.
I will agree with Mr. Fox. We thought the 1,800 was reasonable, and we looked at it as three violations, two of which, well, all three are really what I would consider probably minimal environmental. We felt that the two, the bulkhead and the breakwater, were major deviations. The bulkhead obviously was placed slightly channelward of the permitted alignment, and he acknowledged that to put it where it was would have cost 30% more than he had budgeted for that portion of the project. The breakwater, we're not quite sure how it went from, I think, 250 to 400 feet, or, you know, there's no reason why the offshore wave screen should have gotten larger. The marina piers themselves were structures that he acquired. They're actually the same dimension, but the fold outline is larger only because they were placed slightly offshore and then he had gangways come out. So we looked at it as three violations, and, you know, the $1,800 was $600 each. We had coordinated that with Mr. Wynn. If the commission wants further details and or to further explore this and discuss it with Mr. Wynn, I would merely ask that you pull it off the consent agenda, and we'll schedule it for a hearing, you know, in either August or September when we can get with the applicant.
What's the pleasure?
One other question.
Mr. Schick.
Additional royalties for State Bottom for the four-foot encroachment of the bulkhead, is that something he'll also pay?
We didn't recommend that. Certainly, you know, you could do triple royalty. Well, the reason we didn't is he's exempt. He's exempt with the royalty. So as a marina. So there would not. It took me a minute.
What's the pleasure?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Fox.
I would suggest that we have him back here and talk about it.
As well as his marine contractor?
Yes.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Call it by amendment for the commission. Next item, Columbia Gas of Virginia.
Columbia Gas. In early May, Columbia Gas discovered a leak in one of their existing 4-inch diameter gas lines crossing Rockfish Run. They did call staff. They discussed it with us, but there's no mechanism under current law for us to authorize emergency repairs. Given the nature of the situation, we understood their need to effect repairs. We did, however, subject it to a public interest review after the fact. There was no opposition. We would have recommended approval had they been able to go through the procedure. So in this case, we are not recommending a civil charge, but we are recommending the triple royalties. Now, since this was done by directional bore and it was only 20 linear feet, the triple permit fee would go from $25 to $75, and the royalty would be tripled. Instead of $3 per foot, it would go to $9 per foot. So we're recommending that in lieu of further enforcement, the commission agree to accept that civil charge and issue the after-the-fact permit to Columbia Gas.
Sounds to me they did the best they could what they had to work with under the circumstances. Mr. Fox.
Contrary to my comments on the last issue, on this issue, I think, as the commissioner just said, the applicant did the best he could under the circumstances, and we didn't have a procedure for him to follow. And I don't see that we are justified in charging him triple fees. I think single fees are adequate. I know it's a hell of not much money in this case.
But the triple fees is merely, I mean, in the code, it specifically says when a project is begun in advance of the permit, triple fee permit fees are authorized. So it's certainly up to the commission as to whether or not to treble them. But I would say that it would still be $25 permit fee and the $3, $60 single royalty. But that's only because the code authorizes, and that was what staff had recommended.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Fox?
I'll move we accept the staff recommendation.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Who was the second to my left? Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Graham.